Hello, everyone. Can you guys hear me okay in the back? Okay, great. We're going to get started. We're going to talk about Microsoft Graph. As if you have not heard enough about Microsoft Graph during the conference or mentioned it enough times during the keynote. There was actually a tweet yesterday that was saying, I'm so glad that I didn't bet on having a drink every time that Microsoft Graph was mentioned. My name is Yina Arenas. I'm a program manager on the Office platform team, and I have been working on the Microsoft Graph since day one. Today, we're going to talk about Microsoft Graph, and I have like six slides that I'm going to show you, and then I'm going to just focus on demos. If there was to advance, it doesn't. Okay, so what is Microsoft Graph? You can think about the information that is behind it. It starts with user data. So it's about the profile information that is in Azure Active Directory or in the Microsoft personal accounts, and then the relationship of that user with many other users, the users that it belongs to, the people that it works with, the organizational structure like manager and reports and all of those different relationships between people. And then after that, it's about the content and the documents and files and messages and conversations, chats that are happening within the several different Microsoft products, like, for example, Outlook or Teams or OneNote or OneDrive. Then it's conversations that are part of that content. And finally, it's about insights, and it's about how we calculate relationships based on the activity of the users in the graph. So every time that our users are having meetings or are co-authoring documents together, all of those are signals that we put into the graph and then use machine learning and algorithms to calculate relationships based on those. Like, who are the people that I'm working with, which might not even have a relationship with the organizational structure, but it's just about the activities in the service that helps us calculate those relationships. So that is Graph. That graph is an endpoint that allows you to get access to all of this data. And is data coming from Office 365, the service? Data coming now from Windows as well, as you heard yesterday in the keynote, that Windows is bringing devices and activity into the Microsoft Graph. Data coming from all of these different services across both consumer and commercial clouds that allow you as a developer to simply make HTTP requests against the Graph REST endpoint and get all of this data in your application. Endpoint is hosted in graph.microsoft.com, and it federates requests across all of these different services that are behind it. You call it with that this one endpoint to get access to all of that data, and you need to use only one authorization token. It grants you access to all of the users that are part of the Microsoft Cloud. Today, during the conference at Build, we announced several things that are coming into the graph. We announced the Microsoft Teams API in preview that allows you to see the conversations and chats that are going within Teams. We also announced the Project Roam APIs, which is basically Windows coming into the graph and allow you to see the devices into which a user has been logged in using their Microsoft account and their activities. We have announced the SharePoint Sites API GA, so no longer you need to go and call Discovery Services in order to get the SharePoint URLs and then get different access tokens in order to call SharePoint. You just call graph.microsoft.com/sites, and you have all of the different SharePoint sites for that particular organization. We also have the OneNote APIs going GA. This ones work for both consumer and commercial and allow you to interact with all of the notebooks, sections, pages, and content that is going into OneNote. And finally, we have the Planner API also going GA, which basically allows you to interact with all of the projects and the plans and the buckets and the things that are part of the Planner. We also had several other APIs that are going in that have been in preview for a while. I mentioned the Insights APIs, which basically are the ones that we use all of this intelligence to calculate these relationships. Today, we have a couple of them. We have People that brings you, based on the people that you work with, brings you back a list of all of the users that you're related with. And it supports fuzzy matching, and it also supports search based on topics. So I can go and say, hey, bring me all of the people that I have worked on Project Fabricam. And then it will bring you all of the people that you have with those keywords. We also, in terms of insights, have the trending APIs that bring you documents where the people have been collaborating with. So those are the ones that power Delph. For those of you who are not familiar, Delph is an experience in Office 365 that brings all of this contextual information for the user. And then you can take these same APIs and build them into your web application and bring maybe information from other line of business applications or other services and just mesh all of that data together. But we not only have data, we also have capabilities in the Microsoft Graph. And these capabilities range from a variety set of functionality that allow you to integrate with the graph in a very easy way. We have webhook support for all of the entities in Outlook, so it's mail, calendar, contacts, and meetings. And we also have support, now announcing the support for webhooks in users and groups. So every single organization out there has some sort of workflow that they run every time a new user is added, a new user is onboarded, or every time that they add a new member to the group. You can go and create a subscription into the graph to send you this notification that when this happens and then kick off that workflow. We also have announced Delta Query support that in combination with webhooks gives you a great way to track changes of the data that is happening, in the Microsoft Graph. It gives you the ability to call the Delta function and get back a Delta token that you can then use to get only the changes that have happened since the last time you call. If you couple that with notifications, then you have a very powerful way to just keep up to date with all of the data changes that are happening in the service. We also announced the general availability of the ability to extend the graph with your own data. So this is the ability of getting your data from your application be stored in the same way that we store data from the graph. So for example, if you have a user, and a user, you want to store additional information like an employee number or some roaming settings for that user, you can use the graph to go and store that information. In preview, we also have a set of supported capabilities around batching. So JSON batching is pretty common. You send out several requests in one single HTTP call. The service goes and executes all of those requests on server side. It brings you back the answers. All of these allow you to create an application that is, you know, super performant and then can interact with the data behind Microsoft in an easy way. And another important thing to note is when you integrate with Microsoft Graph, you're integrating with all of the users that are part of the Microsoft Cloud. It is not just Office 365 users, it's also the consumer users, and it's also the places where Office 365 has specific sovereign or national deployments. So for example, in China, we have a specific Office 365 deployment that abides to those geo-local laws, and you can integrate with Microsoft Graph and get access to data on those locations. We also have specific locations in Germany and others that are coming as well. The API endpoint is hosted in graph.microsoft.com. We're super active on Stack Overflow for questions when you go and interact with them. We have a GitHub repository on /Microsoft Graph that has all of the samples. It has the SDKs. It has a lot of content for you to try out. Our portal, if you just navigate to graph.microsoft.com, you will be redirected to the developer portal, and then you can find information about getting started capabilities, about the SDKs that we have. You will find the Graph Explorer, which I will demo in just a second. And then, you know, we want to know about the things that you're doing, and so connect with the team using the Microsoft Graph tag on Twitter. That basically connects for the slides, so I'm going to do demos now. We're going to start with getting out of PowerPoint. And I'm going to start with the Graph Explorer. So if you navigate to graph.microsoft.com, you'll be redirected to our portal. And right here, you'll find the link to the Graph Explorer. And Graph Explorer is a pretty awesome tool that was built by our engineering team that allows you to interact with the Microsoft Graph. It supports you can sign in with your account, but I can also use a demo tenant. So for example, I can just call profile, and it's going to bring me back the information about this fake user account that we have right here. And I can query for the photo, and you'll see that query right there. If you notice, this is a very simple get request on the /me/photo $value endpoint that gives me back the picture for that particular user. But then I can also sign in and use my own account in the Graph Explorer to run requests against my own data. So when I sign in, it's going to ask me which is the account that you want to use. And now it's using my own demo account with my information. And when I query it, it's going to bring back all of that set of user information for me. And we talked about all of the different set of data that is available in the Microsoft Graph. And in the Graph Explorer, you can see all of the sample categories that we've added so that you don't have to go back and forth between the documentation and the Explorer. And you can bring the samples right in. We're working on adding many more samples. But right now, we have a set of examples for users, for groups, for Outlook Mail, for Outlook Calendar, for personal contacts, for OneDrive, Excel Planner. I mean, the list is long. But let's try some of these. Let's try, for example, some of the Insights APIs that I was telling you that are available in the Microsoft Graph and are calculated based on the activities on the service, of the users in the service. So for example, can come in and say, get my recent files. And this is a very simple call to the OneDrive API that goes and brings back the recent files for the user. If you've noticed how when you're interacting with Word, Excel, or PowerPoint, you have this recent use of files that you have opened. Well, this is how we power this in the backend. Same thing if you notice in Outlook when you're going to send an attachment and it brings you back this, hey, here's the recent files that you use. This is how we power them. So it's the same APIs that we use within our products that you can use in your own applications. And let's see a couple more examples. This one is actually, as I was mentioning, the one around calculating the files that might be interesting to me based on the activity of the users in my group, in my working group. It brings me back the same information that we use in Delve to render this information. So it brings me back the title, it brings me back all of that information about the resource that I can go and then I use in my application, even a thumbnail. So all of this information is available in the Microsoft Graph, and I can go and select more samples and show some of the functionality. So for example, I'm going to remove this too, and I'm going to show the extensions. And actually, let me turn off the getting started so we can see this closely. So we talked about the extensions and how you can put your own data in the graph, right? In this particular example, I'm getting the extensions that are available for that user. And we've annotated a user with all of the, you know, it has the profile information that is coming from Azure Active Directory. And then we've also added our own data, which is a set of Roman settings around theme, color, languages, and an ID. Each of the extensions has an ID, so if I want to call them, I make just a simple GET request, and I can expand on the extensions. But if I want to, for example, update a specific extension, I can come in and do a patch request. And hold on, I have to actually copy the ID right here. This is the ID for this particular extension, and then I come in and can patch it by just pasting the extension ID right here and modifying the request body. So for example, I'm just going to say it's going to Spanish. And we run the query and execute it. And it's going to bring back a 204 that tells me, hey, your extension has been updated. If I query it for it again, we're going to get that data updated. So it's super simple. It's just a REST endpoint. You can do GET. You can do post, put, patch, delete for doing full CRUD operations against the data that is in Office 365 in a very simple way. Now, let me show you. I actually tried to run the bot emulator this morning, but we have a getting started project for the bot framework that you can check out at richdis.com/microsoftgraphbot/quickstart-with-Lewis. And this is a quick starter project that allows you to integrate the Microsoft Graph with the bot framework. And I'm going to show you how we've created a little application to interact with, create a bot channel in Skype to interact with a file that is sitting in my OneDrive. This happens to be an Excel file. And the Microsoft Graph offers full REST APIs on top of the data that is sitting in this Excel file. So I'm going to show you the Excel file right here. This Excel file is sitting in my OneDrive in my Microsoft account. And it has a set of data about T-shirt sales. And it has used Azure Machine Learning to calculate projections based on the data. And now we're going to use an application that has been built on top of the bot framework to go and interact with this data in real time. So I have here an Excel bot. And I'm going to wake up the bot and just say hi. This bot has been built on top of the bot framework. It's using Lewis for language understanding. And if you go to that repo that I showed early on, it's going to get you started for like how to start interacting Lewis and the bot framework and graph. And the repo for this demo that I'm showing is actually on the graph organization as well. It's called the Excel bot. So let's talk to the bot right here. Open sales plan. It's sales plan, what I wanted. So what the bot is going to do is going to go call the Microsoft Graph. Oh, actually, let me do something right here. I'm just going to say verbose on. And what it's going to do is going to show me the request that it's making in the backend. Let's try that one again. Open sales plan. So we're going to see the different set of requests that the bot is going to do. So it's going to do a get request to the Drive endpoint, and then it's going to do a get request to the OneDrive file, and then open that particular file. Show May 2017 in forecast. Forecast is the table that I have right there. The bot is going to go make the calls to the graph, find the forecast named item, and it's going to bring me that information from Excel. So that is Lookup May 2017 in forecast. Now I'm asking it specifically to go and look for the May 2017 row. And it's going to tell me, hey, May 2017, you have 80,000 as the plan. Update plan to 200,000. Now this time, it's going to go back and do a get request for that particular row. And then it's going to post the change. And if we plan is now 200,000. If we go to this file, you'll see that I'm doing the update right there. The file got updated, my chart got updated, and I was able to interact with all that data from a simple REST request. Pretty awesome, huh? So to recap, just go back here. The Microsoft Graph is a single REST endpoint where you can go and get all of the data for users, groups, organizations. It's not just the data for a single user. It's the data that drives productivity across the organization. You can use that to create your applications. And this application can be any type of application. It can be a single page application. It can be a web app. It can be a native application. We have SDKs in multiple platforms that you can use if you prefer to use SDKs. But at the end of the day is a simple HTTP endpoint that you can basically do REST requests against it and get and interact with all of the data in the Microsoft Cloud. Connect with us on this forums right here. And we're looking forward for all of the different set of applications that you build. Let us know about all of them. And thank you for your time.